Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. Craig and I have been a little bit on hiatus. We've missed a couple of these, unfortunately, so please forgive us. We are getting back into the swing of things with the new year and busy, and February's coming to an end, and all kinds of fun stuff going on.
Yep.
But we are grateful to be here and share with you some additional information on Wellness Wednesday. Today's topic, we're going to go through some discussion on gut health. And before I forget to announce it, next Wednesday, March 1st, next Wednesday is March 1st, and we are going to have, our topic will be on heart, cardiovascular health, and natural herbals and food choices that can be made that will position you to restore optimum function to your cardiovascular system. So that will be on March 1st. Today's discussion is really centered around gut health, and it's fascinating to me, Craig. There's a high percentage of immune function covered by this one area right here.
Well, every single thing that's bad that happens usually starts in the gut.
Yeah.
So many people don't realize how important the small and large intestines are to our overall health.
Yeah, that's true. As much as 80%.
Yes.
Of our immune system response and vitality is guided by the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an area that's, you know, and in recent years, it's come up, this discussion a lot. They're using, you know, fancy terms. Microbiome, mm-hmm, I think, is one that's out there. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I just like to communicate in language that's practical and anybody can understand it. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't need to sound like a doctor and use big, fancy $5 words. But gut health, microbiome, okay, as some of you may know it by, you know, it's just another fancy term for intestinal health. And this, primarily the bacterial, the flora of the microbiome, the gut health, it lives in the lower bowel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as active, although it is, but it's primarily in the large lower bowel and the large intestine of the colon. So.
And the thing is it has to be properly balanced. If it's out of balance, if you've got, you know, too much yeast, too much bad bacteria, and not enough good bacteria to fight that,
mm-hmm,
then it sets you up for the starting of bad problems.
Well, this area can be easily damaged. There's many things that can contribute to this type of problem. Over-the-counter or prescription medications,
mm-hmm,
the toxic byproduct of these types of things can give a major contribution to disrupting that area. The biggest one that we see, antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know...
Well...
go ahead.
Antibiotics are indiscriminate killers of all bacteria. And that means good and bad. It'll wipe out just colonies of good bacteria that you have in your gut. And you have to replace those.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get them built back up as quickly as possible, or it leaves you susceptible to any kind of bacterial infection.
Yep. And the vast majority of people aren't always exposed to certain over-the-counter prescription medications. women, not all women even, are taking, oral birth control, a huge contributor for disrupting hormones and disrupting the gut health with women is the oral birth control. But most everybody that we know, everybody we see, whether they be a child on up to the, the grandparents, at one time or another has been exposed to antibiotics.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is one of those prescriptions that is in wide use, has been for, 70 years or better. And it's one of those things, and there's multiple different strains of antibiotics now, but there's evidence that the overuse of this, when it first came out, antibiotics was hailed as like a life-saving, a wonder drug.
Well, that's okay? What it was used for.
For saving
it was
lives.
For saving lives. When somebody was in...
When somebody was on their deathbed.
They had, some form of bacterial infection that was killing them.
Yep.
When
they were on their deathbed, they'd pump them full of antibiotics and save lives.
And save their lives.
No question about that. Nobody would dispute that. But what's happened is you sneeze in front of a medical doctor. Oh, here's your script for antibiotics. I mean, so the overuse of a very valuable tool, okay, but the overuse and the overprescribing of this drug has really caused massive disruption with the gut health, the gut imbalance, contributed major to gut imbalance. And ask anybody who's ever been on antibiotics, how were your bowel movements within 4 or 5 days of doing that antibiotic? How did you feel overall in the gut area? Did you get a little extra gas or bloating or maybe some constipation or diarrhea? Ask them if there wasn't evidence, and there's pattern recognition to this mm-hmm. of many people who have taken antibiotics, pattern recognition of gut imbalance and gut disruption being created. So we want to pay close attention to that. Foods,
mm-hmm.
food additives,
yes.
food chemicals, food colorings. Flavor enhancers, coloring agents, preserving agents,
mm-hmm.
Whitening agents mm-hmm. like titanium oxide, things of that nature. That's not a food and it doesn't have any nutrient value.
No.
But these things, the overexposure, the overconsumption of these can create an environment that can't support
good bacteria.
Good bacteria. It creates yeah. this imbalance. And here's the other thing that's kind of interesting. Nature doesn't like a void, right? Mm-hmm. Nature's not a fan of a void. And so when the good bacteria diminishes, the surrounding area of this gut will have other... compounds, other pathology at work, like yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we all have yeast. We have to process sugar and alcohol. Problem is, it can get wrong size. It can
yep.
get an overgrowth. I've never actually met anybody in 20 years of doing this that had a yeast infection.
No, they have a yeast overgrowth.
I've met many, hundreds and hundreds of folks who have a yeast overgrowth. Yeast is a natural occurring substance inside the gut. It helps us process sugar and alcohol. But when it gets wrong sized and it gets out of its limits
mm-hmm.
and it can go systemic in the body, hit into the lymph system, you can even see evidence of this with dark field microscopy. You can find it mm-hmm. in blood. You can find it actually in the blood.
And then it gets
urinary
the
tract.
Skin and the skin.
Yep.
Gets inflamed and
so you can see the evidence.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in many studies, it is linked to cancers.
Mm-hmm.
There's strong evidence that strongly suggests that the yeast has been linked to certain cancers. And one of the things these overgrowths.
It's very familiar to cancer.
Yeah.
As far as when they're looking for cancers and stuff like that, yeast looks a lot like cancer, and sometimes there's been some misdiagnosing
that's
been going on.
Yeah, that's an interesting point of view too. A dear friend of ours just went and had a PET scan to solution injected to find cancer cells, and they use sugar.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, recently I got to share this with you from a doctor. I'm gonna find this quote real quick because I just shared this with another person just yesterday, and this is a quote from a medical doctor, and it says, if there was anything better than sugar to help us identify hidden cancer in the body, we would be using it. Mm-hmm. Sugar feeds cancer. Now, I know we're kind of getting off onto a little, you know, little rabbit hole here.
But it also feeds yeast.
But it also feeds yeast. That was Brian D. Lewenda, medical doctor. He wrote a book, Cancer Loves Sugar, and he wrote that book in 2014. So there's evidence of this disruption of the microbiome. Again, going back to an immune, 80% of our immune system's response is based on a healthy gut, mm-hmm. and that yeast gets out of bounds, overgrown, and then other things, it's a domino effect. It begins this domino effect. So we see things like recurrent immune problems, not just mm-hmm. yeast, but other recurrent challenges.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when, especially with the overuse of antibiotics, when you don't have good gut health, you're susceptible to especially bacterial infections. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and this is something that I live by. Mm. I will not go to a medical doctor and get an antibiotic unless I feel like I'm dying.
So in 17 years, I've seen you do it, what, twice?
Once.
Once?
There's only once
one
that
time?
I actually...
Okay.
And even then, I only did one of their things and threw the rest away. Because I wasn't dying. I just had a bad case of bronchitis.
Needed some support to knock the stress down.
I needed to
get back on track.
Yeah, I needed to... Unfortunately, they gave me an inhaler, which I used because I was having trouble breathing. But, you know, once that got in there, it started bringing the other things down. I stayed in bed for a couple, 3 or 4 days, and I got better.
Yeah.
You know, the human body's designed the way it's put together to heal itself.
Right.
So if you have
every now
good
and then
bacteria,
you need some support. And then so that's why, you know, we talk about antibiotics. It's a wonder drug. It's a miracle drug. It saves lives every day.
Saves lives every day.
When used appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
When overused, it creates more problems.
It just weakens your system.
Than we want to care to talk about. But the other thing, too, is it's not just immune system. It's digestive stress.
Mm-hmm.
You can have, and we always ask this every visit, because it's one of those performance indicators. You know, in business, they call it KPI, key performance indicator.
Yeah.
Well, we have a series of questions that we've developed over the years that we ask every client every visit. And I know it seems to the client maybe a little redundant, but these are performance indicators. In the business world, I think they call it KPI, key performance indicators, mm-hmm. where we know if there's gas, bloating, nausea, heartburn, indigestion, we're dealing with not just the effects of faulty digestion, but from an enzyme standpoint, but it can also be, again, evidence of this faulty gut health mm-hmm. situation, and the byproduct of that is obviously that person's going to have a lot of stress in the digestive area. So we mentioned constipation and diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've already went through that. The adverse, and actually adverse cholesterol levels. This is one I just recently kind of discovered, you know, in the literature, that adverse cholesterol levels can come up when the gut flora
is
out of balance.
Yeah.
Found that fascinating, that there can be a correlation between certain cardiovascular markers mm-hmm. and the body's ability or inability to keep up with the production of fat or cholesterol by the liver, or that it's getting too much of the unhealthy type from the diet, and that can also disrupt the gut. So pretty amazing.
That's where some extra bile salts also help a lot. Mm-hmm.
One of the best simple preventative habits that a person can get involved with is to take some gut flora, some probiotics.
Pro
and prebiotics daily.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to take a lot.
No.
I mean, one capsule a day.
Yeah.
Any type of really good mm-hmm. quality pro and prebiotics will help to keep that balance in balance.
Yeah. Bifidus, salivarius, a couple of, you know, two or three different strains. They're called multi-strain.
Mm-hmm.
Always start off in very small amounts, right? Sometimes, not always, sometimes multi-strain probiotics can produce a little constipation with some people. So I always just say, look, like one a day, maybe one every other day for a week or two. See how your body responds. See how this area feels, right? As you're providing it resources that it must have, and that based on modern living, air, water, and food pollutants, the garbage that's in the foods we're eating, over-the-counter prescription meds, stress, stress can create a huge disruption in gut health and gut performance. And so it's this constantly under attack, always. Add back some of these things. Put these things back in the body.
It just helps so much when, and you feel so much better.
We've even had people with bad breath, halitosis issues.
Yeah.
It was stemmed from a little bit of gut upset, gut imbalance. And we found that...
Especially if there's yeast overgrowth.
We found that probiotics can be wonderful as far as helping balance that out. We also know that the one we use, I'll just flash it on the screen here real quick, it's called BioFlora. It's probably going to come up backwards on your screen. But BioFlora, you know, there's 90 tablets in there. I think you can get them for... like less than $30. I mean, it's super, super affordable. One bottle lasts a person about, you know, 90 days. So you're not going through a ton of
between 45 and 90 days.
Yeah, depending upon how much they're taking, you know, one a day to two a day, something like that. But these things also contain what's referred to as FOS, which is fructolycosaccharides, which is like a prebiotic. It's a it's a mushroom extract. It has certain food in it. This is a very interesting concept, at least it is for me. But there's food in there to feed the bacteria when you take them and they get into the gut, so that there's a presence there when it gets that stomach fluid and those things open up, that they actually start helping to kind of prime the bacteria to grow and recultivate that area in the gut. It's really quite fascinating how it works. And, you know, we've met people over the years who they're... I liken the gut terrain to almost like a field that used to be able to grow good fruits and vegetables, but it has become so depleted and so beat down and so disrupted that it's not a healthy soil anymore for this bacteria or these fruits and vegetables to grow. Well, and in the gut, is it's the exact same thing that can happen, is in the gut, there is that terrain has to support the healthy bacteria. And so we just found that with FOS on board with the bifidus and salivarius, the different bacterial growth that's in there, the healthy flora, just seems to work that much better.
Well, it's like with the villi, you know, because of our diets, you know, a lot of that stuff gets glued down. And so it's like in a wheat field and a thunderstorm comes through and it drops a bunch of hail on it and knocks it all down. And what happens is instead of it growing back up because of good gut health, it gets trapped and glued down basically by our diets. So one of the things that you really want to pay attention to is things that are high in gluten.
Yeah, you don't want to disrupt that. You want to put a layer of something that can't...
That won't allow that villi to work. Because that villi is...
Because that's where dysbiosis and malabsorption and other things come into play,
And if that's unable to work properly, that's how we get our nourishment in our bodies. That's how it gets to the blood. That's how it gets to the tissue, is through that. So, you know, you want to make sure you keep that gut functioning properly.
Yeah.
Because bad gut health
hits everything. Hits everything.
There's a really strong correlation between brain health and gut health.
Oh, man. This is a whole other subject, and it's really good.
But if you're getting bad headaches and stuff like that... you know, you're getting depressed or, you know, one of a million different things. Make sure that your gut health is back in line, because that will help to alleviate a lot of that stuff.
I'm just looking up a book here for people. Mm-hmm. I haven't mentioned this book in a long, long time. And the name of the book is called Buddha Belly. And if I can find this real quick here, I want to give credit where credit's due. Here it is right here. Buddha Belly, Body Soul Approach to Healthy Gut. This was written by Brittany Oliver. Thank you, Brittany, for your contribution. This book was amazing. Read it many years ago. Brittany can be found online, Brittany Oliver, and the book is called Buddha Belly. Now, here's one of the things I found fascinating. It's a quick read. Okay, it's a quick read. I've got it on that shelf somewhere, but I've got literally 300 books on that shelf. You can't see them or hear about them on the podcast, but they're there. And Brittany wrote this book some years ago. We had her on our podcast, so if you're not a subscriber yet to Total Wellness Radio, go to either Spotify or iTunes and type in Total Wellness Radio, and you'll see our most recent episode up there. We got like 380 episodes. This will be 390 or somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. So the point is that she wrote, and she talked about serotonin and dopamine. She talked about cognitive function, mental and emotional health, and mental clarity, memory, things of that nature, brain fog issues. And she made a comment in there that I thought was just fascinating. Actually, it's in the book, but she made the comment during our podcast interview, and that made me want to read the book even more, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we got through the book, got through the podcast, and she's talking about how, and I hope I don't get these numbers reversed, but like 50% of dopamine, 75% of serotonin is influenced by gut health.
Mm-hmm.
So we hear these terms, serotonin and dopamine, all the time, and the neuroscience experts and the gut health experts, and they're saying it's up here. Well, this is affected mostly by here, by right what's going on in the gut. So I thought that was fascinating. Again, the book is called Buddha Belly by Brittany Oliver. You'll love it. Pick it up, read it, reach out to her. She's got some amazing resources that we love to share when we can with our clients and on our Facebook page. So, gosh, we've covered a lot.
Yeah.
I think we're in good shape. For now, everybody, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio on the podcast, as well as on the Wellness Wednesday at Country Doctor Nutrition Center on our Facebook Live. Next class, March 1st, discussion, going to be on heart health, cardiovascular, and things of that nature, things that you can do naturally that are going to keep you healthy, happy, and full of vibrancy. And our next clinic orientation class is March 7th. Had a ton of people here last night. The place was packed. It was so much fun to share with brand new people what we do and how we do it. A little 30, 40-minute free class, by the way. It's the first and third Tuesday of every month here at the Country Doctor in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're located at 1801 Logan Avenue. Starts at 6:15. We promise to have you out of here no later than 7:15, 7:30. And for attending the class, first two visits are always complimentary. And also, we're going to include a YouTube link for those of you who may not be in the Cheyenne area but want to attend that class and take advantage of those complimentary evaluations that we offer. We just, as of today, uploaded our YouTube channel, the class from just last night, and the discussion that we had with several people was fascinating. And I will be sure and put the link to that YouTube video in the comments section of today's video, and also in the description on the Total Wellness Radio podcast.
And next Tuesday we have
Nutrition.
Our Nutrition 101 class.
Thank you. And yes. Yeah, 6:15 here. That class is geared towards, it's open to the public. You don't have to be a client to take advantage of it and gather the resources. And again, that's here at the clinic, 6:15. It's about an hour class, hour and 15 minutes, depending on questions and so on. But the
focus... It's strictly based on
diet
and nutrition.
Diet, movement, stress reduction, and rest. Those are the four key pillars that we talk about. We don't talk about supplements. We don't talk about the kinesiology evaluations that we offer. We don't talk about any of that. We really focus on the diet and lifestyle and the things that are most within your control to influence and to develop those new habits and what that looks like. And I've just upgraded the slides for next week's class with some old photos of me before and after. Yeah, have you seen them yet?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a big difference there. Yep. Thank God. What happens when you don't follow good practices? So yes, none of us are perfect, and we want to make sure and keep it real. So yes, you're welcome to join us next week for the nutrition class. March 1st, our discussions on heart, and March 7th, the clinic orientation class right here at the Country Doctor. So thank you so much for everybody tuning in today. Thank you for leaving comments. Again, check us out on Total Wellness Radio, and you folks have a wonderful and blessed day, and stay warm out there.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.